So they can ask questions after we finish each rule. Mm-hmm. They can ask questions in the end of each rule. Mm-hmm. Because each rule, some rules are small. We have to give small explanation. And we jump to the next rule. Then they might forget. Uh-huh. So it's better that after we finish our rule, mm-hmm. and then they can ask questions.
Okay.这样子就是以后我们每次每次在这儿就是那个就是让大家先辩论问题，等等等让把这条戒讲完，然后大家一定集中一起问关于有关这条戒的问题。
Today we'll go to see how to make marriage making. So those days in India, there's a common practice for families to involve a mediator for to marry their sons or daughters and so forth. And nowadays we have also more developed ways how to do so. Mm-hmm. So then, because in conservative societies, mm-hmm. people, they don't go too much, they don't leave the children too much outside. They have to choose, especially in India, there's a caste system now. Mm-hmm. They try to marry children from the same caste. Mm-hmm. So for that and so forth, a specialist might be there. Mm-hmm. Who knows which is the family who is the same caste, mm-hmm. and so forth. And they employ a mediator to find out. Mm-hmm. So there's a common practice. And we have a monk, what was his name?
Udai.
Udai, yes, who else? So then who did like that? Mm. Okay.
Mm. 不是不能他不他会他会那个限制子女的外出那个自女外出然后自由那个谈恋爱因为他你恋爱的对象可能不是那个同一种性里边的人所以他们就会安排一些那个专业的媒人因为这些媒人他知道就是你那个哪家孩子哪个种姓的然后他们会了解一下家庭背景所以那个如果一些要没人想谈婚姻的话就比较安全
So then, now here, if you have read the rule, it says about certain technical terms here, which is on, it's called sancharita, which means going between, it's called a man who goes, it's called going between woman and man, in order to convey messages, okay, or dating, like dating, as of what, for an affair, for a marriage,
all right, okay. 然后这张有一个地方说是只为了那个男女之间的婚姻，而那个有所谓他们之间。So
in order to do so, a bhikkhu or any person who is a mediator like that, a go-between person, so he has to first receive a message from one party. So go to the second party, investigate. It's called, and then bring the message back to the first party.
说，这个作文的过程包括三步，第一步就是从一方那个、从男女双方里边一方、授予，就是说先听取一方说的话，然后第二步是往说，就是把一方信息传递给另一方，然后调查另一方的情况，然后再做、第三步回报，就是把另一方信息汇报给他一开始那一方。
So if he goes from the party of a woman,、mm-hmm. from the woman's side,、mm-hmm. he goes from the woman's side, so the woman tells him one day, go and investigate whether that man is interested in me.、Mm-hmm. Okay. The monk tells, okay, he receives the message.、Mm-hmm. So, and then goes and meets that man、mm-hmm. and investigates.、Mm-hmm. And that man tells yes, or he tells no.I'm not interested.、Mm-hmm. So that monk now brings that message back to the woman、mm-hmm. and tells that message. It is yes or no.、Mm-hmm. This is how he makes the, as called, he becomes a go-between. And whether the message is positive or negative, the monk falls into Sangha disease.
So even if this matchmaking failed, that means...
Yeah, it fails,、uh-huh. it is Sangha disease.、Uh-huh.
他说：“那个，举个例子，比方说一个女人，请一个比库传递那个，向一个男人传递一条信息，就是说，就是调查那个调查一下这个男人是不是对这个女人感兴趣，然后这个比库就把这信息告诉那个男人，然后那个男人可以说是，我对这个女人感兴趣，他也可以说否，我对她没有兴趣，然后这个比库把这个是或者否这个信息再告诉这个女人。”这样他就完成了这个授予、往说、回报这三步，然后不管他最后这个婚姻是成了还是没成，这个比库都犯了那个三个第四条。
So even Gangavadhirin tells, if that woman becomes his wife or not, that is not what matters.
Okay.
Doesn't matter. He falls on Sangha disease.
Okay. Where did it tell?
That is Gangavadhiri somehow in the end, no?
The
After Savati, about Savati, which is it says Saduti, Sampatichitepi, Bhulanganva, Yenapahito, Tasatan, Pavatinarache, Sangdi. Anyway, we will come across to this point.
Okay.
It's later, no?
Okay.
Now, here.Other term is jayatane, jaratane. These are two technical terms. Jayate means to become a wife. Jaya. Jaya means in Pali, a wife. Or jara, or to become a husband. That's called... Now, if... the piku, oh, you can explain, okay. Explain this more information.
然后张老师那个就张老师就把那个疑惑的话那句话讲一下，就是再称为妻子或是那个情妇，就是他的目的是使那个一方称为另一方的妻子或者情妇。
So then, no, if the piku tells the opinion of a man.Or the message of the man, he tells to a woman, he tells her for jayatane, to become his wife. But if he tells a message of a woman to a man, then he informs, it is for to become husband.
You mean the word jara means husband?
Jara means husband.
No, here the Chinese translation said jara means mistress or lover.
So jari, it is a mistress. Jari, that's called jayi, and jari,、okay. that is it. But jaya,
jara,
it is wife.
Wife.
Jara, it is a husband, but jayi, it is a mistress. Yes, mistress, and jari.
Okay.
Something like that. So then...Because we have this kind of word playing, jari. Jari means, yes, jari it is to mistress. Mistress means this.
I think according to the subsequent explanation, the Kangha Vipin tells that Jara means mistress, I think.
No, Jayatane Jaya Bhavisasi. Jaratane Jari. Jari Bhavisasi. Jayatane. Because Jaya means actually this wife. Wife means it can be what is Jayatane Arucheti Ityavani. But in the Pali it is Jayatane Vat Jaya Bhavisasi.
Yes, but
Jaratane Vat Jari Bhavisasi.
Yeah, Jari, no?
Jari.
Means mistress.
Yeah, Jari is mistress. Okay. But Jara Jara it is a husband.
Yes, but here Jara means a mistress, no?
Jara. Jari Bhavisasi. Jayatani is for a permanent wife.
Yes.
Jayatani Michacharya. Ah, Jayatani is for. Yes, yes. Okay, for mistress.
A sexual misconduct.
No? Right. There are two, okay? There are two opinions.
Uh-huh.
Okay. It's called that Jaratane can be also it's called just for husband, okay? Now it says here Purisasi Martin Itya Ruchan Jayatane Rujet. Itya Martin Purisasi Ruchan Jaratan. Apiche it tells also another it's called option. It is that if he tells like that Jayatane Rujan in Nibbada. Jayatane can be for Nibbada Parya, means for permanent.
Yes.
For Jaratani can be Michachara Bhavi. For, it's called, Michachara for adultery. Adultery. Adultery means, it's called Kamisu Michachara.
So I think there's a difference of version also. This is the PTA, what's called? This is the, what's called, CST version, no? So this translation is actually based on the PTS version. So there is some difference there. Also, it is mentioned in the translation. Okay. Anyway.
So then, whatever it is the case, whether for permanent wife or temporary wife, temporary wife, both apply. Both apply. This is what the Kangha Vajrayana tells.
Okay.
Temporary wife, Michachara, for to just to have sex on the goose and just forget about him.
Okay.
So
then, so it can be also for that. For a little while. For example, for a couple to engage in sex on the goes, they might need 5-10 minutes like that. So then, for that short while, if the monk interferes, goes in between, and take the message, yes, for they can meet for maybe 10 minutes, 5 minutes, and so forth, they are agreement. So then, he falls into sangha. Tankanikai, andamasu tankanikai. She becomes a tankanika, a temporary wife, means just for a short while. Not wife, but mistress, or like prostitutes, no? For prostitutes.
他们两个可以短暂的相处一个时间，别哪怕只是一个刹那，这样也叫那个暂时富。然后他还比方说就是那种那个啊那个就是给那个票给那个票卡拉皮条，这种就这属于那个暂时富。
So now, the people, for example, goes, takes a message from a man,
mm-hmm.
who tells him, look, I want to go and see if that woman wants to become, that's called, for 5-10 minutes,
mm-hmm.
that's called my wife. Mm-hmm. My wife means to have sex and others. So the bhikkhu
mm-hmm.
takes the message, mm-hmm. receives the message, and he goes investigate with that woman.
Mm-hmm.
And that woman tells yes or no.
Mm-hmm.
So whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And the bhikkhu comes back and informs that man, that's called yes or no.
Mm-hmm.
He falls on sangadesis, informs me to the man.
Mm-hmm.
So he brings the message back to the man, it's sangadesis.
比方说一个男人请一个比库，给一个女人烧香时说，问这个女人就是能不能花5到10分钟时间跟我性交，然后这个比库把这个信息带给那个女人，然后那个女人说是或者否，然后这个比库又不是信息带回这个男人，然后他这样的话，不管这个女人说是还是否，他都犯了三个地方。So
then we have three steps here
mm-hmm.
in order to go in between.
Mm-hmm.
First to receive a message,
mm-hmm.
and after go investigate vimansa,
mm-hmm.
mm-hmm. and after pachahara is to bring the message back to the original person he got from.
So
Now we go to the 14 ways. Melody goes for Sattadasakar. Let me see. Sancharita. So the Nidana is Savati, and it goes because of Udayi. The monk Udayi, who the Buddha put down this rule,
mm-hmm.
that was the person.
Mm-hmm.
And the object was matchmaking. Now this formulation is Sadharana Panyati, it's common with bhikkhunis,
mm.
and we have Anupanyati, which is Tankanikaya, which means even for a momentary relationship or a momentary, that's called meeting.
Mm. Mm. 共同使者就是对比库和比库应该说都有一条界，然后这条界它有随时舍，随时舍就是说后来佛陀就做修订，就是说，这条界即使只安排一个暂时的男女关系，他也犯。So
now it is was a command. Sanatika, that means even if a Bhikkhu himself, so if he Bhikkhu tells his own pupil,
mm-hmm.
his own pupil, it's called go and meet that man.
Mm-hmm.
So and if he tells you something and so forth,
mm-hmm.
receive that message and go investigate about that woman,
mm-hmm.
whether she agrees.
Mm-hmm.
So, and then after investigating, go and tell that man
mm.
what is the opinion of that woman.
Mm.
So he tells his own pupil.
Mm.
He doesn't do it himself.
Mm.
So if the pupil does exactly what he does,
mm.
he tells him.
Mm.
The bhikkhu,
mm.
the acharya,
mm.
the teacher,
mm.
he falls into sangha disease.
Mm. 他命令自己的弟子去完成整个的授予，往说回报这三个步骤，就是整个这三个步骤，都是他命令他弟子完成的话，这个比库，这个老师，他也犯那个三个类似的。
sāga jīsī sāna arāvī mukhe yīgālē bīsī. Now, if the bhikkhu gets the message from the mother, from the mother, who tells him, go and see what are that man, as called, he wants to have a wife who is Danakita. Danakita means, okay, it is this kind of, let me say, Danakita means which had been brought by wealth. You can buy the wife, no? Danakita. And then, he mistakes it, the bhikkhu mistakes this information and goes to that woman and tells, do you want to become a chandavasi? Means, as called, something like that. So then and he gives a different information. And that woman tells, yes. So then, and that bhikkhu goes back and informs the mother and that she wants to become a chandavasi. So then, in that moment and so forth, again, Sankati says, or even if he makes this slight mistake of terminology, so if he brings the message back, so it's Sankati says.
Chandavasa means this wife is actually, this marriage is done by sexual desire.
We explain this term because now this is just an example. We'll see what are the kinds of women. How many women? 21 types of women, no?
Okay. Anyway, here it means, because I have to, by translation, I have to know the meaning of this word. What is Chandavasi?
Chandavasi. Let me see. Because in the Vinaya notes, this information will be given in what rule? And it was a different rule.
Same rule.
No, no, it was, let me see. Alright, here. Sancharya, the previous rule, some Attakama Bhacharya, human female.
Anyway, we can refer to that.
Many. How many types of woman? Ten kinds of protected.
Ten kinds of wife,
but. Attakama Bhacharya, protected woman, 10 kinds of wives. Kept for passion, chanda. Chanda vasini, chanda vasini. Kept for, this must be kept for passion.
Kept for passion.
Bought. Dhanakita is which be bought. Kept for passion. Okay, you can translate that. But it is not kept for passion, chanda vasini.
That is managed by
not
her
for
own will.
Passion.
Her own will.
It is.
我们还有online。 这个女人也可以是自己的母亲，就是不管是不是自己母亲都一样。她说这把这个把一个男子的心意传给某个女人，但是本来她太想去那个，她太想传达信息是，就是说我拿钱买你刀，刀刀刀刀刀刀刀刀刀刀刀刀刀刀刀刀刀刀刀刀刀刀刀刀刀刀刀刀刀刀刀刀刀刀刀刀刀刀刀刀刀刀刀刀刀刀刀刀刀刀刀刀刀刀刀刀刀刀刀刀刀刀刀刀刀刀刀刀刀刀刀刀刀刀刀刀刀刀刀刀刀刀刀刀刀刀刀刀刀刀刀刀刀刀刀刀刀刀刀刀刀刀刀刀刀刀刀刀刀刀刀刀刀刀刀刀刀刀刀刀刀刀刀刀刀刀刀刀刀刀刀刀刀刀刀刀刀刀刀刀刀刀刀刀刀刀刀刀刀 但这个还是那个三个意思的。而你如果那个女人拒绝了，就她不领受，她那个就是她拒绝或者不领就是不领受的话，她那个这个比赛把荷包回去，这也是三个意思的。
He also, the Gangavati tells, no, if she becomes his the wife or not, that doesn't matter.
Yes,
that doesn't count.
Yes, this is the message.
Okay, you told?
Yes, yes.
Okay.
I told because it is in the translation also.
Okay. Sajipi yasa sanikubhutana tishwa anyataras. So then now, if the bhikkhu now, he goes to meet that woman, but he can't meet her. So and tells somebody else to inform. And that he gets a message from that woman through another person. And he goes and tells to the mother or that, okay, everything is okay or not okay. So the matching can be made or cannot be made. So again, it's Sangha disease.
再比如说就是完全没有见到那个女方陈心，然后你自己没有跟没有见到女方，但是你拍另外一个人，就转告这个女的，说这个男人对你有什么事情，然后这个转告这个人，他回来又把这个女的信息带给这个比库，然后这个比库再转告给这个男方的话，这样也是三方第三。
So then you can translate the code because this is a very long sentence. If there is a translation, you can translate the next. Matura ketam bruhi. You can tell, if he gets the message, the piku, he has been sent. And been sent by somebody telling him, you go and talk to a matura ketam. He goes and
tells a pitura ketam.
Pitura ketam. He tells about the pitura ketam this one. And he gives a wrong visanketa means let me see. He mistakes it. Mistakes it for something else.
So that means he mistakes the person. Because
visanketa means he visanketa means like misquoting or
Anyway, this Pitura Ketam and Matura Ketam, Matura Ketam are different persons because it's gonna be the same person.
Yes.
Okay.
So then, Pitura Ketam and Matura Ketam are the same person. And what's the idea of Vachana Saduti? And he gets the message from that
Pitura Ketam.
Pitura Ketam, yes, sadhu means, yes, by, they tell, fine, good, they tell it by body of speech, or by both, and he receives that, receives that message, and he brings that, informs it back to the woman or that man, or he causes another piku to go and inform him. So then, or if he informs himself, or he calls another to inform, it is all this entail Sangha
disease. 然后那个父护女就是被自己父亲保护的女人，然后总而言之就是说这个母护女和父护女是两个不同的人，就是两不是两个不同人，两类不同的人。然后就是这个正常是这样，一个男人配一个比库，想把自己的爱意传达给一位那个母护女，但是这个比库搞错了，他把这个信息告诉一个父护女，所以他不敢他违背约定，但是。 他不管他违背约定，然后他又继续，他接受这个信息，然后把这个信息给汇报回来，然后这个过程中他可能用他可能是自己做的，也可能他骗其他人，就是传递给一个女人，然后在把这个信息给汇报信息，但不管怎么做，就是他即使把这个信息传错了人，然后这样汇报回来，也是三个意思。
Therefore, the full-fledged Sangha disease takes place, as we have already told, the bhikkhu receives a message, goes and investigates whether that the other person, woman or man, and so forth, he agrees or does not agree, and he brings the message back. There are three steps. But if the bhikkhu fulfills only two steps, then it is tulachaya. Or if he does this for a homosexual, he fulfills the three steps, then he's again to lecture.
他说这个受益完成会把这三只全部完成那个全部完成的话才犯三个问题最大如果这三个步骤只完成了其中的两步那只犯那个突然差异或者说是对那个就是粗粹他说如果说那个如果说你是是完成三只但是你不是对一个女人也不是对一个男人就是不是对女人或者对男人完成了三只而是对着黄门完成了三只的话那犯粗粹
So if you fulfill one step, then it's
together. Yes, yes. I explained that.
Faster than me, no?
So,
and then if he goes to for some duty, for the Sangha, for the, and so forth, for some other bhikkhu, and so forth, who is sick, or for some religious purpose and so forth, he goes and gives a message. That's called, which has nothing to do with marrying like that, but something to convey messages and bring that message back. Nothing to do with marriage. Of course, there is no any offense at all.
他说如果是为了那个僧团或者佛塔或者生病者的事然后那个去给男女之间送信的话
And again, if a woman tells a bhikkhu, one day, can you please that man to come, as called, because a letter arrived for him. Can you tell him to come? So, and then the bhikkhu goes and as called, tells that man, a letter arrived for you. That man tells, yes, I will come. And then the bhikkhu comes back to that lady and says, yes, he is coming. So, to receive his letter. Therefore, this kind of receiving this message, this kind of message, going, conveying the message and coming back, is nothing to do with Sangha, he says. Because he's not about marrying. He's about just to, about to receive a letter.
那个说这三种情况就是那个就是那个圣诞佛塔和生命的事这三种情况之外还有其他的跟婚姻没有关系情况比如说一个女人写的那个一个女人告诉一个比库说这里有某一个男人的一信而且你告诉他过来取然后这个比库把这个信息那个给这是烧给这男的然后这男的说好我会过来取然后这个女人又把这个比库又把这个男人的信息带给这个女人 然后这但是这个他也完成受益报酬回报三步但是因为他这个事跟婚姻没有任何关系所以说不犯。So
therefore, no, some monks they get even remorse about such things.
他说有些比库可能因为这种
So they think finish, oh, parivasa manata, because they told this kind of small message from one woman to a man and so on, they conveyed it.
但是他说有些比如可能因为就是传递一个这样的信心然后就会怀疑自己犯上了一次然后产生这个然后就开始想什么比如马上打算这件事。So
there was a monk who was in Mitrigal Dharmaya, it's anyway, I don't know.
Yes.
Now in Aradama was.
Yes.
So, and he became friendly with a kapya, a very young man. Became very friendly in the kitchen. So they used to crack jokes together and so on. Now that young kapya, he had a girlfriend. Okay, and that girlfriend used to phone him in his mobile phone occasionally. So therefore now sometimes
phone the bhikkhu, phone
the young kapya. The young kapya.
Okay.
So then occasionally his mobile phone will be ringing. And then he will go immediately to call to his, to talk to his girlfriend. So now that bhikkhu, he knew about this, that he has this young, kapya had a young, girlfriend. Therefore, he will, and he knew if the mobile phone rings, it is she. Okay? That's why he used to go mobile. So then, one day, that young kapya was outside the kitchen, and he was sweeping, a little bit far away. So, and the bhikkhu goes in, somehow indicates in dana sala, in dana sala. So then, and the phone started ringing. And then the bhikkhu thought, oh, he might be his girlfriend. But he's not here now. What to do? He's very far away. So then, and then he picked the mobile phone. And he answered, oh, who is that? And then the girlfriend replied, is his name, Kapya's young man, Upul. His name, Upul. Is Upul here? She asked. So then the bhikkhu told, no, he is not here. I will wait. I will call him because he is sweeping on the road. So then the bhikkhu went to inform. Did not take the mobile phone with him. He left the mobile phone there. And he went to inform the Upul that your girlfriend is calling you. So in Upul now, he ran. The bhikkhu stayed on the road. Then Upul returned, got his mobile phone and started talking to his girlfriend. So after that, that bhikkhu got remorse. Thought, oh, maybe I fall in Sangha disease. So, and then she came to talk to me, Bande, problem, what that was. So because I conveyed the message to from that girlfriend to that Upul, so forth.
He didn't reply.
Yes, but he did not reply back now, you see. Because now these monks, they read books and they think, okay, Sancharita means they can't understand the meaning. Confusing. Because it becomes so much remorseful. And I told him now, you do not fulfill the three steps. Okay, the three steps now. You do not go back to. You can call it. He told, you can't tell because this book tells like that, the other book tells like that. So then, ultimately, I saw the Sutta Vibhanga. I saw Kankavijarini, I saw all this book. Now, these three steps you have to fulfill. So, but he insisted, you can't tell because I'm in doubt. Maybe I have done something wrong. It's better to purify my sila. And then, Bande, it's better to make a formal of my parivasa, to observe parivasa. So I told him, I'm not going to make a formal for you, so that you will tell lies to the whole Sangha. That you have fallen Sangha disease, why you have not fallen Sangha disease? So then, and then he was not happy. So for a few days I left, I had to go for Colombo and return after 3 days. So then, when I returned, I found he was observing parivasa. And I asked, who is giving parivasa? It was another monk. He went and requested parivasa from other monks who were in the monastery, make them to come together and give him parivasa. So then, this is, I'm telling the story, and so somehow the monks become paranoid. Paranoid with even these trivial things. That's called, this is a story for you to remind that you have to study this rule well. Because it's very easy to trouble yourself, trouble the whole Sangha, for such trivial things.
就是上单上的那个寺庙，就是以前的上单上的，其实以前住的寺庙发生过这么一个故事，就是有一个比库跟一个在食堂工作的近人，两个人过关系特别好，然后他这个近人是个男的，他是在食堂负责帮忙，然后这近人有个女朋友，然后他女朋友近人给打电话，然后有一天那个这个比库在食堂里边，看这个近人手机响了。 我们这近人手机响了，但是那个近人离近人在外面不在那个离离离离离离离离离离离离离离离离离离离离离离离离离离离离离离离离离离离离离离离离离离离离离离离离离离离离离离离离离离离离离离离离离离离离离离离离离离离离离离离离离离离离离离离离离离离离离离离离离离离离离离离离离离离离离离离离离离离离离离离离离离离离离离离离离离离离离离离离离离离离离离离离离离离离离离离离离离离离离离离离离离离离离离离离离离离离离离离离离离离离离离离离离离离离离离离离离离离离离离离离离离离离离离离离离离离离离离离离离离离离离离离离离离离离离离离离离离离离离离离离离离离离离离离离离离离离离离离离离离离离离离离离离离离离离离离离离离离离离离离离离离离离离离离离离离离离离离离离离离离离离离离离离离离离离离离离离离离离离离离离离离离离离离离离离离离离离离离离离离离离离离离离离离离离离离离离离离离离离离 和高层经理，然后。然后那个机，而且人信任他没有拿人那个手机过去，然后那个机，而且人跑回去那个接电话了，然后这个比夫干完这件事以后，他就开始想，哎呀，这个事儿我是不是犯了那个三观第三条？ 然后他这样想着，他就开始追尾，然后就问那个西安大长老，他说，你看这个事儿犯什么？然后那个张老师他说，你看这个授予往事回报，你最多第一，你这个事儿不一定跟婚姻有关系；第二，你这个授予往事回报，你只完成两步，然后就是那个你最后那个回报你并没有做嘛。然后，然后这个比库说，哎呀，现在接这个东西，这本书这么说，那本书那么说，我这个心里面怀疑是出不掉的。然后大长老就是个律藏那个这边有关这个这条阶级的，还有伊布杜托里边这条阶级的都给看了以后，还是说，哎呀，为了驱使我自己怀疑，最好还是给我约束。然后再给我麻烦。然后说你懂巴黎文，你帮我写个伽马文嘛？就是说我这个像我这个情况应该怎么求别处求麻烦？这个你把伽马文给我写下来。然后大长老说，我说我不愿帮你这个忙，因为我要帮你写干嘛？是帮你那个在圣明说妄语，你根本没犯三个律三，你干嘛说自己犯三个律？就是说圣明说妄语嘛，然后就不帮这个忙。然后后来过了一段时间，张老去了跟那个去趟克伦坡，那个去克伦坡回来以后，发现这个人一开始憋住了，然后就听他说他发现这个人就趁他去克伦坡这段时间，就跟斯坦丘勒憋住了，然后就开始憋住。然后给大家讲这个故事，就是听大家学习这个时候要好好学，就不要那个随便就说自己犯贱，然后既给自己也给三难制造麻烦。
You tell him that actually now that girlfriend Archkolov that she did not tell anything. Just can you tell? She only done. Can you tell Upul that I'm calling him like that? So then and that monk actually convey that message that your girlfriend is calling you. He did not about matchmaking, nothing like that. So then,
他这个女朋友那个就是托这个比库传递信息嘛，不包括任何那个和那个婚姻有关的这个词汇，只是让他这个告诉这个人说，让他过来接个电话。所以说这个是不犯的。
This is how monks become paranoid with this rule and tell him to study well.To understand not only this rule, but other rules also like that. Okay, if the monks they know the half of the rule, they have not studied correctly, they might fall. Vinaya becomes a torture.
所以说，不仅仅对这条线，就是对其他线条也一样，就是大家就是学的话要完整的学好，就不能只学一部分，然后不然的话，就这个积累就对你来说可能变成一种折磨。
So then.Now we're quoting the Satada Sagara. Now we explained already how a bhikkhu can fall in the Sangati Sesa, how Tulachaya, how Dugata. The next is, what are the known offenses? Anapa. Okay, we have explained that also. Alright, and then, Siddhutaros. What else, maybe?Okay, Sancharita. We have to see the factors now. The factors are... So then, energy.
There's no factors in power here, no?
No factors in Gagadhya?
It's
difficult to find, no?
It's not different. It's only explanation about Samatha.
Okay, take them from the Vinaya notes then. So now, okay, you can read it from the Vinaya notes. A human being, they are human beings. Okay, both the man or the woman are human beings. Okay, so that is one.
Unmarried.
They are unmarried. Accept the proposal from one party. The bhikkhu the bhikkhu accepts the proposal, as called from a man for one party, okay. One part means either for man or the woman. And then he goes to the other party and makes an inquiry. He investigates. And he comes back and reports that reply to the first party, to the original party, to the original person. This is how the five factors are fulfilled.
然后这条界的那个失败是那个戒失败，然后呢，知分也就是要素呢，有五个要素，一个就是他做没这两个地方就是人类，然后他做没这两个地方还没有结婚，然后就是他接受一方的那个资，然后就是那个后面三个要素就是授予往生回报。
So the others are easy to understand about kriya, no sanya vimoka. Na sanya vimoka. Sanya vimoka is no sanya vimoka. It means if the bhikkhu makes a mistake, for example, even that doesn't count. Mistake in the, maybe in the
status of marriage.
About
status of marriage.
Status of marriage. Mm-hmm. Yes, that is no offense. I mean, he falls from sagadhisis. He's achitaka also. Mm-hmm. Yes, because no sanya vimoka and achitaka they go together.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
也就是非有想就说的，就比如说你那个，你比方说你搞错了，你以为这两个人还是夫妻，然后我就给他们俩传递信息。 然后这两个人可能实际已经不是夫妻了，然后在这种情况下还是发生的。就是说你即使已是夫妻的想，就是你即使已是夫妻的想去给他们俩传递信息，然后最后发现他们俩不是夫妻，最后还是分手了。
So, he does not know they are married or not.
Yes.
So if they happen to be not married, it's called he falls on sangha. But if they happen to be already married, so no sangha.
This just now explained.
I really. Faster. So then, Ajikama, Sukha, Dukkha, Upeka. Alright, now, Kanka, we're drinking some more information about Patika, Pachana. Ah, you know, here it says, there are five factors Patikahana, Vimansa, Pachaharane. Yes, Kanka, we're drinking Patikahana, Vimansa, Pachaharana, Imani, Panchangari, but it's only three now. Patikahana it is one, Vimansan is number two, Pachaharan is number three. But it tells Imaneta Panchangani, it is only five, it tells five, only three.
Manusa is a mention? No?
Right. There is something wrong because the printing area is different. Yeah, it jumped. Manusajatika.
Manusajatika.
Nalavachaniyata. Nalavachya means they have
a marriage status.
Yeah, no status. Marriage status. Okay. Yes. Alright, it jumped. Okay, I didn't know. Okay, five factors. So then the commentary tells, Kanka then tells how it can arise from the body. By body, so by making some bodily movements. And he conveys the message with a bodily movement. So then now the man tells, you go to that woman and make that movement or something like that with her hand. If she does that movement with her hand, that means it's okay. Come and tell me what kind of movement she made with her hand. Now the bhikkhu does this movement and she brings a skull and gives back the message with a movement. So that is also can involve sangha disease. only by body movements.
他如果是比过他整个就没过呢，他没有说话的话，他是身体动作来表示这个太阳传递这个信息，然后结果往说他也是用身体动作来那个身体动作来回报的。那像这种情况，它也可以泛三体，那像这种东西就是从身能起，既可以是有形也可以是无形，所以是既可以是身能起，可以身意能起。
Again, only by body without speech can be the case where a bhikkhu just sit in his seat.
Mm-hmm.
And the man tells him, look, if that woman comes,
mm-hmm.
can you check whether she wants to marry me?
Mm-hmm.
So the bhikkhu tells, okay.
Mm-hmm.
Only by speech. He doesn't move his body
mm-hmm.
while sitting. So, and when that woman comes in the monastery,
mm-hmm.
the bhikkhu ask her, do you want to marry him?
Mm-hmm.
And that woman tells, yes or no, so on. So he gets the message.
Mm-hmm.
And after maybe 1 hour, that man returns.
Mm-hmm.
While the bhikkhu is still sitting,
mm-hmm.
he tells the man, that woman, yes, he wants to marry you. So, just sitting in a seat, falls in the sangha.
Mm-hmm.
然后这比丘就是，这还是说是只从语能起，就是不同身，只从语能起。就比方说那个，一个比丘坐在自己座上，然后一个男人跑过来跟他说，那个说，那个说，孙女，你不要紧，你不要问那个女的，她是不喜欢我，是不是愿意和我结婚？然后这比丘说好，然后他坐在这不动。然后过会儿一个女人啊，那个就比丘比丘说好，然后他坐在这不动。
然后这个比丘还是坐在这不动，然后等男人，他又跟男人说，啊，那个这个某某女人愿意或者不愿意和你结婚，这样这个整个过程这个比丘没有，他没有做任何动作，他只是跟我说话，他就完成这三个地铁站，所以这种情况就是女登起。So Okay, give some other example, but if you like to translate, it is also you have the translation, no?
The translation is already there.
It is something similar, no?
Yes, similar. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
It means the going is not for that reason. So for some other reason, you come and go.
Mm. Now, regarding about arahats, how they can also fall into sangha disease. Arahats who do not know this rule, they might do it with an innocent mind.
Mm-hmm.
When they inform from the fathers, they take the father's word.
Mm-hmm.
And they give the message to the mother,
mm-hmm.
Come and it's called care for my father. And he gives the message back to the father.
Mm-hmm.
This is how an arahant can fall into sangha disease by body and speech.
Mm-hmm.
Alavachaniya means alavachaniya. Alavachaniya. Alavachaniya means who have been separated.
No.
Means divorced. That's called the parents were divorced, and the father tells the arahant bhikkhu. Go and tell your mother that she should come and care for me because I want her to be at home. Now the arahant does not know about that, so then about the rule, he goes and tells the mother, the father tells like that, go and come home to care for him. So then, and she tells maybe yes or no, whatever, so then the arahant bhikkhu goes back to the father and tells the father, she will come or she will not come, like that.
Mm.
This sangha disease.
Mm. 比方说一个阿拉汉比丘，他还不知道这儿就有这么一条界，他不知道有这么一条界，然后他听了那个他听了父亲的这个，他就是他的父母已经离婚了，然后那个他父亲跟这个比丘说，那我先需要你母亲回来支持照顾，然后他把这个信息传递给他母亲，然后再把他母亲话回来告诉他父亲，这样的话，因为他那个他有那个来去的行为，有那个渗透器，然后他有用嘴巴传递这个信息，所以有语音器，所以这种情况是肾语音器，然后因为他根本不知道有这条线，所以他是无心的，所以这就是那个就是从那个肾语音器是一个阿拉汉比库。怎样犯这条戒？然后这地方是三种无性的戒，下面我们也解释，就是怎样是单从无性的生能起，然后也解释怎样无性的语能起，然后这是无性生语能起。
OK. Therefore, this rule is acitaka. Without knowing, one might fall into offense. Is therefore before doing any action, is better to investigate.So that whether one's parents are divorced or not.
So,
So it tells about Satchitakas. Can you, yes, can tell our Satchitakas about Kangavadini, what he tells her?
Kangavadini tells that if you know this rule, and you know that these two persons are married, and then you place body, speech, or body and speech to convey this message.So these three kinds means a certificate.
Okay, we can tell them. Okay, we can.
然后大家有心，我就不需要大家详细解释，就是说那个有心和无心区别，就是说你那个你在有心情况下，你已经知道有这条界，而且你知道这两个人都没有结婚，或者说已经处于离婚状态，你在明知道这个情况下，然后做这些事，这是有心能起，然后也可以是从身能起、语能起和那个身语能起。所以这条线一共有六个东西，就是所有东西都包括在内。
Okay, so then, now regarding, we have all many explained everything, no? Because Panyati Vajja, Kaya Vajja, these are the rest are easy to understand. So then, I suppose we have covered all the points regarding this rule. If there are questions, then you can ask now.
然后这些剩下几个要素都比较简单，比方说是它是那个由作而得罪，然后它是由那个善恶无尽的三心，然后它是以那个乐苦舍三个受，然后这都是很容易理解，是张磊不详细给大家解释。这下面这条线就是张磊给大家讲啊，如果关于这条线大家有什么问题，现在可以提问。
如果我是那位比库的话，然后我会把那个回来照顾我理解成，就是比如说他，就是说，希望有一个人给他做饭呢，然后帮他熬药啊这些事情，我并不会把这件事情跟那个做媒联系起来。我不知道是不是因为印度的文化跟中国的文化有差异。那就是说，假定我以后成为比库以后，然后这个人告诉我一个信息。我理解上啊，这跟做媒没有关系。然后，但是他心里头想的是要跟做媒有关系，但是他
对方他认为就是你认为没关系，但是他那个对方他给你传讯那个人，他让你传讯那个人，他认为有关系。
对他认为有关系，但是他说出那话，我也就跟刚才那例子一样的，我一哦，这不就是找命做饭吗？就跟请小工感觉就差不多了。然后呢，那个那然后像这种情况，那就是。就是有两个问题，第一个就是刚才那例子为什么是饭，然后第二个就是说，那假如说我刚才那句话我没理解，他是要做媒请求，我认为就是普通的信息，那我犯不犯？
So he's asking two questions. One is that, in that example of the Arahant, so the father of the Arahant only told these people that, please ask your mother to take care of me, to take care of me, no? The father told that, please ask your mother to take care of me. So if this Arahant only understood like this, so taking care of me is to do some kitchen work, or to do some housework for him, and then she can leave. So something like that. So this Arahant didn't take this message as something related with marriage. But what the father means is, this is something, maybe means that it is actually he wants to remarry this mother. So on such a occasion, will this be for into any offense or not?
Because this is tricky, because the word Pali, the Pali word is upatahi, upata, uh-huh. Upatana, which means you have to, and for a woman to make upatana for a man, uh-huh. maybe it is implied that she has to be under him and care for him to be, means all the upatanas, not only for,
okay.
for to kitchen, everything that is for household.
Okay.
Means what a wife should do, the patana.
Uh-huh.
So in that case now it has more broad meaning between woman, man and woman.
Uh-huh.
That is why actually the marriage can be also implied.
Okay. So, but he's asking in general, this is the first question, so the second question, so if the word is not patana, but some other words, so it can be a vague meaning, so that... The man who asked him to convey this message actually means to make a marriage, but the bhikkhu didn't understand that. He thought this message actually says something else. For example, just to do some help. That is all.
Yes, I go to that. Chitaka, it should be also like that. Ajananda, sir, not knowing. And so what?
Not knowing.
Yeah, because there are some
not knowing mentioned here.
Ajananda, it is. Yes, it is. No sanya vimoka. Because it's wrong perception.
Uh-huh.
Because of wrong perception.
Okay,
now he's a scholar.
Okay.
The bhikkhu got wrong perception.
Okay.
So, but actually it goes for marriage. The message goes for marriage. Means to make them match, for matchmaking.
Mm-hmm.
So then, if the bhikkhu doesn't understand, it's about matchmaking.
Mm-hmm.
So then, but it's actually it is.
Uh-huh.
So he follows somebody. He can't be relieved because, I thought not, he goes on for matchmaking, and then later I came to go for matchmaking. Finish, Sangha says.
But then, how can this bhikkhu know that he falls into Sangha says or not? Because his father, not tell him that, I sent this message for marriage or something, but if his father didn't tell the bhikkhu then, how can this people know if he was in the
Sangha
or not?
It's better to instigate. That's why now we must be careful. Like Vikala Bhojan is the same now, for example.
Uh-huh.
You might think, the clock is still time to eat, and you eat.
Uh-huh.
But you have doubt. Is it so? Not so? You don't get up to ask other monks,
uh-huh.
what is the time now?
Uh-huh.
But you careless take your meal and eat.
Uh-huh.
Finish. If the time has passed, there is no excuse.
Uh-huh.
I do not know. I did not check the clock. I thought this time, the other time. That's why I was eating. No excuse. We are following Vikala Bhojan. There is no sanya vimoka.
Mm-hmm.
So in the same way, this rule, there is no excuse. I did not know. I did not investigate. I did not ask questions. I thought it's like that. It was something different. You did it. Finish. The sangha says. This is why the sanya vimoka is. Therefore, in such cases now, especially with the offense with achitaka or no sanya, no sanya vimoka, we have to all time investigate for what purpose, what is to clarify this. So,
我这儿上面提了两个问题，这样回答，就是第一个问题就是有关那个他那个阿那个那个那个阿拉汉的，他爸对说了几年，说照顾这个，他说照顾这个词在巴黎语儿，原文用了一个词叫近视，这样这样一个词，就是这个词在巴黎语儿也翻译里边是包括了各种各样，就是一个家庭主妇应该对丈夫做父母。 就是说实际上他这个照顾应该是只扮演戏的这个角色，所以说这个就是在那个语境下这个意义应该是很明显的，就是那个意思，在那个语境之下。然后这是第一个问题，第二个问题就是说如果他是那个意思，但是你认为不是那个意思怎么办？他说因为这条线是非有想得脱，所以也看就是你这个小男孩是错的。 你还是反弹，因为这条件是无限解，非有选择特性。和举个例子，比方非事实，非事实你犯非事实的时候，你可能你认为那个时间还是对的，就是那个表时间上换了，但是你认为时间是对的，但是因为那个就是无限解，它也是非有选择错的，所以你想先是错了，还是犯。所以他说他就这样说，就是对这种无限解没特别小心，就是说那个就是做的事一定得调查好的到底什么意思，然后他们俩都问到底什么状态，这是一段长情。
请个女的教一个教师，然后这样就是替换一他的妹妹，这样我算不算？
一个男人跟他女儿请教一个教师，
对，
这个女儿动心思，这男人动心思什么？
我操，就是单纯说一个男人为女儿请教一个教师，但是你有没有女儿也不确定
啊，
有没有女儿也不确定，就是请你教一个教师。
但是你要知道这男人动机，你不知道男人动机怎么问的，你得知道动机是不是和婚姻有关，因为你犯不是多犯
罪。就是说看那个长老是否分两步来分析嘛。
啊。So he's asking that, suppose a man wants to ask a female, a tutor for his daughter.
Do?
Tutor to this man wants to ask a woman to become a tutor.The first, the daughter.
Tutor for his daughter?
Yes. To become a tutor for his daughter. So he asked this bhikkhu to convey this message. So is it possible for this bhikkhu to fall into somebody's sense of offense?
Impossible, because this is regarding the daughter, it's not regarding him.
Uh-huh.
Because now a man has a daughter,
uh-huh.
and he tells the bhikkhu to go to ask a lady teacher.Whether that lady teacher he wants to become the tutor、
mm-hmm.
of her daughter.、
Mm-hmm.
It's not for him, not to attend him, to attend to his daughter, which is a female.
But if he asked this tutor to attend to him, what is it possible for that?
Yes, this can be also tricky because it depends how the wording of the man、
mm-hmm.
Which may imply that he wants to have a connection with that woman.Connection means to some relationship with that woman. So then that, if that implies that, the bhikkhu must be very careful.、
Mm-hmm.
But if it does not imply like that, for example, he tells tell that lady woman to come and watch the kitchen because there are some plates unwashed there.、
Mm-hmm.
The bhikkhu goes and tells that woman, go and watch the kitchen. That lady tells the lady, I will come maybe 10, 15 minutes, wait.、
Mm-hmm.
And the bhikkhu comes and tells that man, he or she will come after 10, 15 minutes to watch the kitchen.Dishes.
But what if this man is lying, but for example, his actual intention is to rape that woman?
So that, of course, you can't learn. That is beyond comprehension, because the wording was not about that.
Okay.
The message was not about raping or like that. So then, the phone is about washing the dishes.
Okay.
Maybe they have done ordered in agreement, like for example, you come this time to wash, but she was late,
mm-hmm.
and the man told,Go and tell, if you go to that house, please tell that woman to come, because she has to wash the dishes.
Okay.
Maybe it is a servant woman, housemaid,
mm-hmm.
a housemaid.
Mm-hmm.
So then, in that case, now the bhikkhu doesn't get in any offense, because the message is about to wash the dishes.
Okay.
Not to attend to him in a personal level. So it isn't about to make a relationship, it's nothing like that. But in the case of arahats, the father tells to the bhikkhu to do, he tells the mother,to attend to him,
okay.
not to watch the dishes. And they said the difference.
这个是不犯的，因为他你说这个措辞就是请个女人跟女儿做家教，就是他这个措辞本身，那个这个措辞本身跟那个那个做婚姻关系一点关系没有。然后但是你可以你这个比库你可以进去看这个男人东西，他说这个话时候他有没有做出任何其他的暗示？如果说没有任何其他的暗示，那就没有问题。如果有其他的时候，你要再进一步确认。
我再提一个问题，他就是两方去传的这个事情的时候，他自己也不知道，也不是作媒，那个男的也没有想作媒，但是在这个过程当中，到最后的时候，促成的两个人。
您说的就是他这个
开始的时候，打个比方说，他告诉这个女的，我这里去一个什么工作，过来去做这个工作。 那个就是我可以怎么样，但是到最后的时候他们成了。
这个问题我刚才问上了，我刚才已经问了，他说这
自己不算
犯，不犯，因为你这个措辞本身，包括他一开始的动机本身都跟婚姻没有什么关系，后来怎么样那不是你的嘛。
嗯，那我是问一下那个复偿是故意承担复偿是吧？
对。
哦，那像这个无心界的话，他当时比如说他确实犯了，但是他当时他自己不知道，过了三个月他知道了，然后这个不算复偿吗？
我认为是不算，但我可以帮你确认，因为看后面那个复偿有十个要素，我可以那个在那个考试大纲，不过我帮你问一下。So he's asking that, so for example, this is identical rule. So it is possible that a bhikkhu has committed this offense without his own knowledge. So in such example, is it considered as conceding? Is it considered as conceding? For example, this bhikkhu has committed this offense, but he doesn't know because he has wrong perception. He doesn't know that he has committed this offense.
Yeah, it's conceding.
It is conceding.
Therefore, we must be very careful. If we deal with messages, conveying message from one man to woman, woman to a man. So this is a warning for us to be careful. Because now these offenses, like Vikala Bhojana, why this Achitaka? Why the Buddha put this Achitaka? Because it is very easy to take things easy and tell, okay, never mind, like that. So, but once you know it is Achitaka, you have to be very careful. So that is the way of the manual, with money also. Now if we, for example, receive things, people might give you a cloth. So, and they put an envelope with money inside. You don't know this envelope with money inside. You just receive the cloth. And then after you open, you find the money inside. So this Nisargya Pachita, you fall into offense. Without your knowledge. So therefore now, if you receive things, you must check all the time. This is a warning for us all the time to be careful what people give us. And so how you don't just take, give me. You have to check all the time. These are now rules which are achitakas, no sanya vimoka. You have a wrong perception is only cloth, but then it's only money inside. So then, no excuses. You can't give this back to lay people. Oh, I did not know, take your money back. No. You have to take this money and go to the Sangha, forfeit it. So you have to, about 4 months have to be there. Not one monk. You can't go to one monk this is a special procedure. 4 months at least we have to meet to make him go in the Sima and forfeit this. Therefore now it is a whole problem. It's like almost, not so known, Sangha this is. But still you have to meet at least 4 months to do that. And it should be in the Sima. You can't forfeit it any other place. So this is how actually we have to be careful with these kind of rules, achitaka and so on. This is just a warning for us because monks are careless. How to deal with lay people especially, how some people have very evil desires. They try to use monks for such things. And we must not fall victims in such transactions, matchmaking as well.
他说这个算复偿，他说这个算复偿，就是说所以说对于无心界要特别的小心，就是说一定在做类似的事情之间一定要调查清楚这个情况，不然的话你可能复偿就不知道你在复偿。然后他说还有一个例子，就是刚刚说那个非识时那个例子，非识时那个例子是已经讲过了。然后他又举一个例子，比方说也是无心界的，比方说借助金钱也是无心界。借助金钱比方说一个人那个他给我灌了很多东西，他拿一手绢包着一些钱，然后放你手里，然后你当时收那东西的时候，你也没有想象，就是可能你也不知道是钱，然后就这么收回来了。收回来之后，后来你发现这是钱，你不能说把这个钱还给你，就是说啊，说不好意思，我在当时不知道你这是钱，现在我知道是钱，我不要了，还给你。他说这样是不行的，他说你这个借你是无心借，你这个已经犯了人，已经犯了舍得，这已经犯了这个舍得，你就当舍得方式处理，按照律藏里边说的方式，你就找一个僧团，然后那个在僧团面前插队，然后把这个钱舍掉。然后那个再派人把这个钱处理掉，挺麻烦的一个过程。所以说那个说佛陀制定这样的戒律，就是提醒我们保持正念，然后实际上是在跟居士打交道的时候，一些特定同学去打交道，他特别保持小心，不要那个被别人给利用。
那个就是这个就那个犯戒是就是 犯戒需要声闻处理，这个我能理解，但是我不能理解，就是说因为是无心戒，所以我当时我根本就不知道自己犯戒了，我也没有复藏的心。
对，
那没有复藏的心不是不满足复藏的那个要素吗？
你也看那十个要素是吧？
不，我还没看，我听您说，我印象中好像是有这个。
啊，是。
他不满足。
So, what do he's asking the same question that I asked you before?
What?
The ten factors of conceding. The ten factors of conceding that.A child to come.
Ah, yeah, yeah.
He's asking the same question. So what to do?
That means about the achitaka.
Yes, achitaka. Because according to Vinay knows that a child to come must be there for conceiving. But if you don't know offense at all, then you don't have this will or this kind of desire to conceive anything. So according to Vinay knows.There's no...
Yes, achitaka means in the sense that you fall into sangha disease anyhow.
Mm-hmm.
Now, the other factors, whether you want to conceal it or not, that mm-hmm. is, we have to consider from another point of view. Because that is also there. It means the wish to conceal
mm-hmm.
must be also there.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, that you fall into sangha disease, that is fact. Mm-hmm. Even without your knowledge, you might fall into sangha disease.
Mm-hmm.
So then...Yes, you have to consider that point also, you see, because there is no wish to conceal.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, you can't regard this concealed.
And then there is no need to go
to Parivasa.
Parivasa.
Yes, can be regarded, no need for Parivasa in that case. If one does not know, especially this kind of Sangha disease,With achitaka, one falls on sangha disease, but if one does not know, and there is no wish to conceal, then it is not parivasa.
No parivasa, but it is concealing. It is concealing, but not parivasa.
It is concealed, but not parivasa, because one does not, I have not the wish to conceal.
Uh-huh. 他说那个，这个虽然是给你犯了复藏，但是因为你那个，你没有复藏动机，所以不需要别住。
哦，不需要别住。
对。
哦。
不需要别住。
怪不得我想到你，如果三年五年的话，你刚记起来，刚回去，你到三年五年别走，
那可能那个这个谁可能心里面别
说，三个他不能颤你啊，他一直拖在你身上，一直
这个谁有可能？你看那心里面别说，你看那里边关心里面别说，就是有些人根本不知道自己什么时候犯了戒。不知道什么，也不知道自己犯了几次戒，甚至不知道自己犯什么戒。
对，不别住了，就是
不清净灭灭住，有的大清净灭灭住，
还是要别住啊。
大清净灭灭住，你可以看那个戒律考试大纲。
还有，我正好刚才前面一个问题，我接着问一下，就那阿拉汉的问题啊。如果阿拉汉他很有智慧吗？他在他做这件事之前，他问了他父亲，你们两个现在是否还是夫妻关系？那父亲他觉得儿子这样跟。他母亲这样说，复合的机会大，他就不会把这个真实话告诉他，他就说，哎，我们还是其实是骗他的，那算犯戒不犯戒？就是我确认过了，他们还是夫妻关系，所以我传递了这句话，你就给我父亲去做一件事情什么的，你问一下犯戒。
So, again, he's asking a similar question. So, for example, in the Arahant's case, this Arahant doesn't know that.His father and mother has already been divorced. So then, but his father does not want his son to know the fact that they already been divorced. But rather, he only tells this and that we are not only living separately, but we are not formally divorced. Because by telling this way, there is a bigger chance of reunion. So,With such intention, he lied to his son. And his son sent a message and came back. So on such occasion, will the Arahant be fall into offense or not?
So then, now you see, the term divorce is used recently. Those days in India, they were not like divorced like that. In the sense, you go to the court and file a case in order to divorce.
Mm-hmm.
Couples will separate.
Mm-hmm.
They will disagree and the wife will go to her mother, to the mother house,
mm-hmm.
and the father will go to his relative's house, I don't know. This is separation.
Mm-hmm.
So then, It was like official, what we mean today, divorce is like going to the court and taking a record that you have already divorced the person. And you want to ask your rights, as it were. So this is a modern way of doing things. But therefore, no, it is about separation. Those days about Alan Kamaniya means they have told, I don't want you anymore, finish. So they have separated it. Alan Kamaniya. So then, therefore, no, no, the Maharaj does not know this. Okay, they are separated. So the bhikkhu, the father tells, go and tell your mother, come to attend to me. Now the Arahat does not understand the whole story, does not the whole story, what is the real intention of his father also. But he does convey this message. It is, Sangha is saying, because now he tries to put them together. He might know, he might not know that they separated, but it does not show from the text, as far as we know, the Arahat, whether he knows or not, it is not clear from the text. But this is irrelevant, whether he knows or not. Main thing is, he wants to bring them together, reconcile them. Okay? So then, that is what matters when the Sangha decision takes place.
But what if his father lied in this way? Just go and ask your mother to help me with some kitchen work. So in this case, the Arahant because also convey the message and then come back. And they actually temporarily get together for some kitchen work. So in that case, does he fall into any way?
This kitchen work is about kitchen work means to wash the dishes.
Yes, yes.
But that doesn't mean anything more than that.
Okay.
Therefore, now he doesn't fall into Sangha decision.
Okay.
But the object, the kitchen, is not the person who is the father. But in this case, now it is, he tells, tell their mother not to go to the kitchen, but attend to me. Okay, me means to my body, to my needs, my needs as a husband. That is why the whole implication of coming together is there. The implication is there. And the way now Indians use is go to patana for between wife and husband, it means not like for the sick patana, gilano patana. Okay, for the sick, that is different. Between wife and husband is different upatana. Okay? What the wife should make to the man, I call sleep together with him, and all these things are there. Okay? So that means it implies only, not only sweeping the house, but sleeping together with a man. So then, and which has to do with sexual intercourse. So these implications are there, therefore it is Sangha says. So then, now, by using this word to patana, as called in the Indian context, so then it is implied. Everything is implied. It's called sexual intercourse also is implied. So therefore, because this implication, it has this implication also, therefore the Arahant can go on to Sangha.
以我的例子，我出家很多年，类似于这个。那我心里长一个信息，我说你们结婚，干嘛离婚了，吵架了，我想问一下了。他没有离婚，就吵了两句，就也是说一个骗话，骗我。那我就给我母亲，我母亲哦，他说你过来，找好了复婚了。
后面才我才知道，以我的这个例子，你问一下，我算是上了这些。是啊，我刚刚已经问了这个很直类似的问题，就是。对，但是他是以在以阿拉汉的一个角度在。我跟阿拉汉没什么关系，我刚刚问的类似的问题，他是我刚刚问的类似问题，他怎么解释？我看你看你看你看你和你这问题一不一样。我刚刚说就是说那个父亲说的更明确，就是不是让你如果那父亲把这话说的更明确，就是不是让你母亲回来照顾，而只是说。 让你母亲回来再出帮个帮忙，就是说只帮个帮忙就可以，我只让你回来帮忙。然后你阿拉会说有会什么问题？然后他说这正常没问题，因为这出帮忙这个和那个夫妻之间在一起完全是两回事儿。就是你可以跟任何一个女人说，那个让你去上雇个女佣，她也是过任何帮忙。那这个他说这个没有问题，任何问题。但是后面是不是在一起呢？那他说的是帮忙一个。 转的话的一个内容吧。
对。如果我父亲跟我说，你让他，我这里你让他过来，看看我或许会好， 跑得快一点，或者类似于这种，反正他告诉我骗我们，他说他吵架其实是离婚了。
因为那个就挺难让你明白。
他这个其实也很像，他在回来厨房里帮忙，他可能回来聊厨房以后，他就会跟他说咱俩再重新结婚嘛。
不是，我说转的话你是帮忙，
对。
但我现在他让我转的话，你让我过来看就很类似于那种。很明确的想复合那种感觉，
就是他已经没向你表达出那种想复合的意愿，
对，因为他吵架，他骗我，他说他吵架，那我肯定想，哦，他们两个想复合，但是他这个复合不是在离婚的基础上，因为我不知道他离婚了，但我知道他吵架，他骗我，他说他吵架了，
So he's asking a modern case. So he switched this question as in the modern case. So for example, Now his father and mother is already divorced, but he doesn't know whether they have the divorced or not. So his father told him, "Now I'm sick, so I need your mother to come back and to take care of my sickness." So then he asked his father.Did you divorce with my mother or not?So his father knowingly cheated him. No, we didn't divorce. We just lived separately because we quarreled. We have some quarrel with each other. So we temporarily separately live each other. And then by conveying these messages, so maybe we can settle down this quarrel. And,live harmoniously again. Harmoniously again. So then, by hearing this, he conveyed this message to his mother, and then he came back. So will he fall into offense or not?
So then, but it is your attempt to sickness now?
Yes.
It is specified. It is not for a general attendance. It's just to attend the sickness.
Those
are cheating. Okay. Even that is cheating. But even that, he said, even that is cheating. His real intention is reunion.
Yes, but because he specified something for sickness, then the monk can't fall into sanghadis as well, because he already put the limitation. He already put the limitation there. But in the case of Arahat, the limitation is there. It's open. Upatthana means what kind of upatthana? It means everything.
Okay.
Sexual intercourse is also implied. So therefore, is no way that you can match these two cases together. Because one is specified, the other is not specified.
So, 跟我刚才说的一样，就是说你就不管你爸是不是骗你，他让你传到这个言辞里边已经指定了你，这个就是看护病号。就只是看护病号，就不包括婚姻里边那些关系。虽然他的内心动机确实骗你，但是他说的话里边是不包括，让你传这话里边不包括这个，所以你是不会犯的。
就不犯的。
对，是不犯的。然后那个，因为他这话只是看病，就像我给你举例子，就是他只是说厨房工作一样的。
因为你也知道，独生子他如果真的碰到婚姻或者有危机，他肯定是找你我出家人的话。按照道理，独生子肯定要去说一下啊，你过去看。
对对，你看他说什么话？他说你这个例子跟阿拉汉那个例子没法比。阿拉汉那个例子就是他用那个词，实际上已经包含了婚姻生活的一切了，包括性交。
就是说这个里面只要不要跟我说复婚，我都可以帮他。
或者说跟复婚有关系，就是说恢复我们婚姻生活之类的这种间接说法。
那还有一个问题啊，如果以后儿女结婚了，结婚之前，双方父母不是碰头吗？碰头开始谈交谈，谈婚论嫁，这算不明吗？因为这里面有等起啊，了解啊，还有给他
谈。你们谈的是内容是什么？你们谈的内容是什么？
就是说，你要，就是说你儿子不错啊，你这就相互奉承一下，奉承以后，他说你对这个婚姻怎么说日期排几号？那25号、26号。那什么聘礼啊，或者是乱七八糟一些啊，那你同意这种婚事啊？同意了，这算做媒吗？
这个是因为你我认为不参与，我但我可以问。So he's asking that. So for example, in the future, his son is going to get married. In the future, his son is going to get married with another woman. So then, So usually before the marriage, there's a meeting of parents of both sides.
Meeting.
A meeting of these parents. So during this meeting, the other side's parents ask him, so how do you think of this marriage? Do you agree with this marriage? And then he said, oh, yes.
Who asked him? Whom? The bhikkhu?
Yes, the bhikkhu. The bhikkhu. Yeah. Do you agree with this marriage? Yes, I agree with this marriage.
The bhikkhu tells?
Yes. So then, because that is his own son, so he tells like that, but he tells this to the other side's parents. So what will happen in that case?
Because the agreement has already been done, no? The agreement has been done. No, sorry. Now, the bhikkhu is the father.
Yes.
And he is a son.
Yes.
Who is in lila. Uh-huh. So, and that son, what happened? Tell again, he already made an agreement with a girl to marry.
就是说你的你的你你你你你你就你儿子跟你女儿子女朋友已经定好婚约了是吗？
如两个人啊，没有定好，肯定没有定好，他双方父母肯定要碰个面，
不是
相谈。
因为这个事儿这样，就是说从法律上讲，你女儿跟你儿子跟你们三人订定好婚约是跟你没关系的，就是你同意不同意，他们都可以订婚约，对吧？
如果说没有订婚约，就好比说你呀、啊，你是我父亲嘛，你总要去看看对方。家长，你去了解一下他们家，或者是更深层的一些情况什么的，是吧？我才能做决定。
好，你要分两种情况问是吧？就是说，如果已经订婚约和如果没有订婚约情况，是吗？
对呀、啊，肯定是两种，有种是他们已经订了，只不过是走个流程过去吃个饭。
So, he want to split this question into so one is that his son and his girlfriend is already engaged.
Engaged.
So this is one case. The other case is that they have not engaged yet.So is there any difference in these two cases?
So now the first case, let's say engaged. Let's examine the first case.
No,
engaged means they already agreed.
Yes, agreed.
The couple already agreed.
Mm-hmm.
Therefore, other people, they don't need to make a matchmaker. They
mm-hmm.
don't need a matchmaker.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So even if they ask the father, do you agree without marriage?
Mm-hmm.
And the father tells, okay, if you are happy, you can do it.
Yes.
So then he tells like that.
Uh-huh.
He does not become a matchmaker.
Uh-huh.
The father does not become a matchmaker.
Uh-huh.
Okay?
Uh-huh.
He just gives his consent because they
uh-huh.
tell the father, we are like each other, we want to marry.
Uh-huh.
They already told, we want
uh-huh.
to marry.
Uh-huh.
I call, do you agree?
Uh-huh.
Okay. If you are happy, you can do it. There is no offense at all.
Uh-huh.
Okay?
Uh-huh.
So now, the second case is, if they are not already married,
uh-huh.
And the son tells, look, I have a problem with this girl. She is very difficult. So then tells the father, can you go and talk to her so what to try to tell how good husband I can become for her? So, and then the father tells, okay, I can do that. So the father, who is bhikkhu, he goes to that girl and tells, look, my son, he is an engineer, he is good.
Mm-hmm.
So then for this or that, why you don't like him?
Mm-hmm.
He has a lot of money.
Mm-hmm.
So if you marry him, he can give you, it's called so much, it's called convenience.
Mm-hmm.
Everything is about. And then he brainwashes that girl or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
And that girl tells, yes, but I want to marry your son.
Mm-hmm.
And the father tells to the son, now okay, everything, okay, you can, she agreed with you.
Mm-hmm.
The father goes, because you can't say this.
你听懂他说什么？
我知道，但是
他说第二例子和你和你说
的不一样的，他把他理解成那种，我儿子跟我说，哎，那个什么有什么，我要去，其实不是这个内容。
就是说是，只是说双方父母见面对吧？
对，应该是就是说，中国你也知道，他肯定双方子女全部在场，而且
子女也都在场，
肯定在场，在场去碰头会那种感觉，双方在互相在深。曾是了解一下，在有可能就是当场就可以谈婚论嫁了，就是说当场就决定哦，我可以这个婚事我们都同意，那我们认起。这类似于这种东西的，不要到时候说是上个地先杀，如果不是嘛，就没有这种后顾之忧了。我想
就是讨论的，大家一起讨论这个婚姻合不合适，
一起讨论婚姻。
然后你说合适，
那肯定有我意见
啊。OK。 So he's asking that actually it's a kind of meeting. So the son and his girlfriend and the girlfriend's parents and this bhikkhu are all present at this meeting. So the purpose of the meeting is to settle down this issue. Whether they're going to get married or not. Because in some conservative families, it is the parents' consent of the marriage is required. So then, a girlfriend's parents asked this bhikkhu, "Do you agree with this marriage or not?" And this bhikkhu said, "Yes." And his son's girlfriend also heard his consent. So on such a question, whether he finds somebody is a girlfriend or not.
It can be dukkha, because now, you see, he does not convey the messages, no, from one person to another.
Uh-huh.
There are three steps, no?
Uh-huh.
He fulfills one step.
Okay.
他是也是犯过错的，这是恶作，这是恶作，这个也是我问他的原因嘛，第一问不是这个意思，不是这个问题，恶作，还有问题，如果我没有去出席，他们在中国大陆，突然我亲戚打电话过来，你儿子要结婚了，那他肯定向我汇报，他们女方或者什么，很多情况，那他肯定问我同不同意，那肯定回答，同意或不同意，总会有回答。
So he said that if he was not present, but he sent his consent through phone call, in that case, also same.
Yes, it is the same, because now, you see, it says also if he even hits another person, the other person is giving me messages, a transmitter. Therefore, now, according to that example, you can transmit this information through a phone, through a letter, or through another person. So therefore now it is sanatika, means you can command another person to convey the message. So all this play a role how you can follow the sanghadis.
Yeah,
I don't know.
他说你这个用那个你在这张老师说你使用电话就和使用信使是一样，那信是一样，但是他没有回他们两个，是他前妻打电话给他，不是他的女儿或者他前妻打电话过来就是他前妻等于是替别人传信，然后他回答之后他前妻还会再去，是一样，恶作
吧，
对，恶作。
那反正我就问你一下，他这个例子如果他遇见电话听说是哎。
So if his answer is that, I cannot answer this question because I'm a bhikkhu. So if he answers in this way, he will not fall into any offense, no?
Yes, that's the best answer.
So he's asking this Upo's example, Upo, the Upo, the net
Google.
Yes, Google, for example. So he's telling, he's telling that. So then, after Wu talked to his girlfriend, he decided to write a letter to her. He decided to write a letter to his girlfriend. So then he gave this letter to that bhikkhu, and then asked this bhikkhu to put this letter into the postbox. So this bhikkhu does not know what is inside this letter. What is inside it? He simply take this letter and put it into the postbox. So on such occasion, will this bhikkhu find any offense? Because he sent this woman's message to the man, and then he sent this man's message to the woman.
No, because it's actually the words. Mm-hmm. The words play a role. Mm-hmm. Play a role. What the person tells.
Mm-hmm.
So then it is about a letter, no? Mm-hmm. It's a letter.
Mm-hmm.
The bhikkhu does not, listen to these words. He does not know what the letter is. Mm-hmm. Okay. He has not listened to the words. Mm-hmm. Because it's vachana, no?
Mm-hmm.
The vacha.
Mm-hmm.
It not take place. This is a factum. No?
Mm-hmm.
It's kaya vacha and so forth. If you see the samutana, mm-hmm. the origin of this, the vacha must be there. So that man,
this is samutana vacha.
It is vacha. But you see, the information, the information is about how to put a letter to the post.
Uh-huh.
So then the contents of the letter, it is irrelevant.
Uh-huh.
Okay? He did not reveal, the man did not reveal the information of the letter.
Uh-huh.
Like in the case of the father who tells the arahant, no?
Uh-huh.
He tells him upatan, for example, and that has a broad meaning.
Uh-huh.
So now, it is not related to sexual intercourse.
Uh-huh.
So about marriage, about matchmaking, nothing.
Uh-huh.
It's just to put the letter there.
Uh-huh.
So the bhikkhu who takes his letter and puts it in the box and so forth, does not feel committee in Dukkata, nothing.
Turn it over to the book. 你只是让把信放到信箱里，但他这干的事也只是把你放到信箱里而已，这件事本身跟那个跟他就是说婚姻性交什么都没有任何关系，所以说其实是连恶作都不可。So
then the girlfriend might not know who has put the letter in the box.
对，他说那个女朋友是收到信之后，他都不知道是谁把那个信放到信箱里。
我想请问一下，就是说学戒律课来学的好，逻辑思维是不是强一点？这个戒律课会学的比较清楚一点。我现在发现我的逻辑思维有的时候不是很清楚。我应该说是不是我也在学习的不好？好的，我这说错了，我就。
So he's asking that, is it true that if a man with a better logical thinking, will learn, when he better than the others? So because he thought that he is very weak in logical thinking, so probably because of this he due to this disadvantage he cannot learn very well.
Logical thinking
means logics, means
yeah.
Logical way of thinking. So he said he's very weak in that. So he feels that due to that he cannot learn very well. So do you agree with that?
So now, of course, like you see, now the Buddha tells. That his teaching, his Dhamma, it is panyavantase, not dubbanyase.
Mm-hmm.
It is for a person who has some kind of good intelligence and wisdom.
Mm-hmm.
It's not for a person who is dupanya, without intelligence, without wisdom.
Mm-hmm.
So it is not only Vinaya. There are many things in the Dhamma which for people who have no intelligence are not able to understand. So therefore now the Buddha expects his disciples to develop the intellect, the intelligence, their understanding, and it's called in order to understand the Dhamma, or to understand the Vinaya. So then even in Dhamma there are many complicated points which you might not understand. So then that is why it is we have to, as a monk, we have to develop wisdom, understanding, mm-hmm. intelligence, mm-hmm. and so forth. Even if there are some points you might not understand now,
mm-hmm.
we try to understand maybe slowly, slowly, mm-hmm. and so forth. Therefore, now it is a gradual progress. You mm-hmm. can't progress at once to understand many points at once.
Mm-hmm.
There are even many other difficult points.
Mm-hmm.
Now, discussion helps to understand. Reading again, 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 you understand it. Mm-hmm. Reading this Vinaya book, the other Vinaya book, slowly, slowly, your knowledge will increase. You have a better grasp of the topic.
Mm-hmm.
You can't expect this topic to be understood fully at once.
Mm-hmm.
So, therefore now students, even in the school,
mm-hmm.
so if they learn mathematics,
mm-hmm.
there are many things they might not understand. Maybe today difficult. But after that, they try again. They have to read this book, the other book, the other book. Mm-hmm. So they have to discuss with other pupils,
mm-hmm.
with the teacher together. So it's pop, they get it.
Mm-hmm.
So therefore, it is not only logic, but it is also the effort you put
mm-hmm.
to learn, the interest you put in that.
Mm-hmm.就是说，说明那个智慧者是，而不是为列慧者说。就是说，说明那个智慧比较好，是吧？而不是为那个智慧比较差的人说。因为有些人他可能不够聪明，他就不是说分思想什么法，他根本理解不了这正确方是有的。所以说，佛陀他也希望就是能这个不管是法力上，就对律来说也是这样。所以说，佛陀本人他是希望就是弟子有足够的这个智也理解力很重要的。 但是这样，那个理解力是一方面，然后自己的努力是另一方面。他说，就是说，如果一个问题你现在不理解的话，你可以通过渐进的方式慢慢去理解。然后那个方式就可以是反复读书，反复的跟那个老师朋友讨论。你不能指望就是说，对法会里边一难点，能可以一蹴而就理解。 他说，包括不光是学佛法，有些学数学这样。你比方说，学校里边有些学数学，那很多数学里边点他们也不是一下理解，他要反复去读书，反复去跟别人讨论才能学会。所以对法来说也是这样。所以说，这样说不仅仅理解问题，你自己努力也很重要。还有三个问题吗？
So whatever we learn and so forth, these are new things for us. We have never come across to these things in lay life.
Mm-hmm.
And now lay people are careless, reckless,
mm-hmm.
what they are doing.
Mm-hmm.
And they accumulate a kusala karma.
Mm-hmm.
We as monks have a different goal
mm-hmm.
to avoid doing unwholesome actions
mm-hmm.
and to renounce. To get detached from all this kind of worldly affairs.
Mm-hmm.
So that is called our goal is patisotaka, against the stream.
Mm-hmm.
Against the stream of the world.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not so easy
mm-hmm.
to understand how to practice, how to go against the stream.
Mm-hmm.
Now this information is against the stream.
Mm-hmm.
Now lay people, they don't care about such things. Now about how to meet matchmaking. They are so happy to do so.
Mm-hmm.
Many people.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I can matchmaking with this girl and this boy and so on. Between friends they do like that.
Mm-hmm.
Some they come forward by themselves, some other instigated by their friends
mm-hmm.
spoke with this girl. Even between friends they do it.
Mm-hmm.
A friend will tell his friend, go and say with this girl and so on, she likes me or like that.
Mm-hmm.
And then the friend goes and very happy to do that.
Mm-hmm.
So these are the worldly things. Now monks should not do such things.
Mm-hmm.
But it's otaga.
Mm-hmm.
We must restrain ourselves.
Mm-hmm.
By speech and body and so forth. Therefore it is against the stream. And some people, some even monks, they have difficulty understanding why. What is the logic behind? Because the logic is we have the patisotagami.
Mm-hmm.
Our aim it is to go against the stream, the worldly stream of how people behave. And we have to learn this, how to behave in a proper way by body speech, not to accumulate this bad karma,
mm-hmm.
which can lead us again to the sotagami. To the sotagami, sansaric sota,
mm-hmm.
to the stream of sansara.
Mm-hmm. 我们现在学这知识，世界人不学的知识。然后可能可而且我们现在学这行为规范，世界人不在乎的一些行为规范。因为世界人的目的和我们是不一样的，他们很多情况是自己不善意，而我们是为了避免不善意。所以在某种程度上讲，我们这个行为是逆流而上，逆流而上，而因为逆流而上总是引荐，然后这个流就是轮回之流，逆流而上总是很难的一件事情。比方举个例子，我们现在学这条界，就是那个就做媒这条界，这条界就是完全跟世俗习惯相反的，因为做媒这件事情，世间人一般是乐于去做的，尤其是在朋友之间，他们经常喜欢做这件事情。然后，但是作为我们来讲，我们认为这世间人行为方式会出现生命的带来一些麻烦，所以我们不做这些事情。然后有些人可能会去问，是我们这样做的逻辑是什么？这个逻辑就是逆流而上，就是我们那个是他们顺着轮回之流做事，而我们是逆着轮回之流做事。所以我们要学会如何在那个身与方面，以各种方式克制自己。这是我们要做的事情。
说的呢。Shall we go to the next rule?
Yeah, enough time. Half an hour.
Yes. Now the next rule is about how to make kutis by oneself. So how to be an engineer? According to the... Vinaya way of doing things. So then, okay, we can do.
我下面就是做固体，就是说那个，根据学理，我们如何自己做自己的工程师。
So now this rule.
我能问一个财务的问题吗？
啊。
就是说，如果一个比库犯僧三，然后就是比库了，像我上面那样的，如何知道他是不是比库？我说，因为上面那一，比如一比库，他就有九次量，就是九十几量僧三比库的功能嘛。如果我不相信
他，不是他应该主动告诉你，他如果不遵守，他是自己犯贱。
他不是主动告诉比库吗？我上面
他也告诉你，因为他不告诉你，你还会理性他，他必须要告诉你。
啊，
哎，别注的那个比库，他没有下次不可理性他的。
你就先别注先，就比方说你他一般这边是就是你在晚上你拿起衣物，然后在第二天早上你放起衣物，就是为避免这个情况，就是说你晚上你回到你屋里以后，就是你按说的话，你在这个期间碰到一个人，就得跟他说我是别注的，你不要理性我，你不要。
如果理性他的话呢？
啊？
怎么样理性他？
他接受理性。
他接受理性化就没他不能接受理性。就是你看见人家你死看你不能接受。
好像没得过吧？他在这里的时候，他是在这里他不算别墅，
在这里他不算别墅，他是在别墅院别墅，而且在别墅院也不是所有时间都算别墅，他是拿起那个衣物，然后在放下衣物之间那样是。
哦，他到这里的时候，你定义他也是可以的。
可以，那他已经放下衣物，你别墅的东西是可以给在那个在停止，不像马拉达不能停，别墅是可以停的。So they're asking something of duties of Parivasa, so I just responded to them according to what I don't know about Parivasa duties and things. Irrelevant with the article.
Okay.
So he's asking that is it suitable for a bhikkhu to ask a samanera to pay respect to him?
Suitable for a samanera to pay?
No. Is it suitable for a bhikkhu to ask a samanera to pay respect to him?
别处不别处，他当时是正常，他在图书馆时候他是正常的，我跟你这个事跟没有任何关系。对。
It depends on the context. It depends on the context. Now, for example,
he should translate the reason. He lost the reason.
Because his reason is irrelevant. Is irrelevant. He said that that bhikkhu is at the time of parivasa, but his parivasa has already been post.
Post means postponed.
Yeah, not postponed, post, but for example, he...
Post means...
Post. Post.
And then?
Now that bhikkhu is Pakatata.
Pakatata, he's a
Raghunath. Pakatata. And then this bhikkhu asked this samana to pay respect to him. Is this suitable? He's asking.
For what purpose he has this kind of way?
他为什么让
你进去？比如说让我给他托孤，他说我说我不给他托孤，他说即使我是个那个什么的话，你也应该礼敬我。当然了，说那个礼敬没有说你应该给我托孤。
礼敬他到底是让你他到底是他到底是让你礼敬他，还是让你替他托孤？
只托孤这个事情，我拒绝给他托孤。
啊，只托孤是吧？
对，没有病啊。
He said that it's not pay respect, but just to do some favor for him. For example,
to do some
favor. To do some favor for him. So for example, help him to collect some peanut butter, like that.
To collect some peanut butter.
Yes. Because he's sick, he cannot go to peanut butter. So he asked this samana to.
When he's pakata, miracle.
Yes, miracle.
Yes, he can ask because of sickness, no problem. Because some small service is alright.
Mm-hmm.
But usually now the procedure is to the samana can serve.
Uh-huh.
I call it, if that bhikkhu, regular bhikkhu is not now against his upajaya or acharya,
mm-hmm.
so what, then if he is not inimical to his upajaya and acharya, he can accept to serve.
Mm-hmm.
But at the same time, samana should be also if he has time. Okay, if he has no time, he can say, one day I have no time to do some other work. He can refuse. Samana.
He said, if you have time, and this doesn't affect your wishes, then no problem.
Brief telegraphic message to him. You explained everything.
What?
You explained everything to him.
Yes, I tell him. The point that if you have time and it doesn't go against the will of your preceptor, that is the thing.
Okay. Now, if a monk now wants to make a kuti, there are certain conditions he should fulfill, and this rule deals with his conditions. Because those days monks, they troubled lay people by asking so many material, again and again, tools and help, and so what, and just to build their own kuti. They did not get invitation. So then, and people were troubled. So whenever monks would go to the village, people were scared. They will, even if they see a cow, they thought the bhikkhu comes, they will close the door and windows. So then, therefore, this is the origin of the story, how the Buddha put a rule down, so in order to prevent monks of troubling other people by building their own kuti, which without sponsor, without sponsor.
所以说那个就是这条线因缘是那个当时有个地方叫阿拉维那个地方的那些朱比库们，就是经常那个为自己那个建故地，然后就祈求那些就是许愿工具祈求做工等等。 这事，然后他们因为这样给那去制造很多麻烦，所以最后就是非常怕那个比库，哪怕有的时候这些军人也是看到一头牛，以为是比库来了，然后赶紧跑回家，就把自己门关上。然后就因为这件事，否则那个制定这条戒律，就是不得那个自行刺绣，见到鬼。
So now there are some technical terms here who will go and explain. So then, this rule is quite big. You can ask them whether they have read the rule or.
In the
Sutta Vibhanga or something like that, or okay. In some other Chinese translation or somehow, did they read the rule?
大家都看了这个第六条三个第三条的那个有关信息没有？就是那个绿藏，然后一户独特或者那个戒律考察，反正关于这条信息，大家都看了没？还没看是吗？你还没看，还其他人看了没？
我看了戒律考察大纲。
看了戒律考察大纲，那个这个故事你们没看吗？那个谁，那个潘先生。
嗯，
你看这条戒律有关就中文翻译没有？就是说那个戒律考试大纲上还有那个以后都还有都看过是吧？应该是你看过了吗？So these two said they have read, but he has only read Venus, and he said he didn't read anything from
it. Okay, so then you can read, you can tell him to read somehow to recite it.
To recite.
To just read aloud.
Okay.
Read aloud, so then they know what the rule entails. No?
Okay.
In Chinese translation, it's okay.
Okay. To read aloud in Chinese.
Yeah, aloud is what for everybody to listen.
Okay. 然后张老师，大家那个大声朗读一下这条戒。然后这条戒那个原文可能是在那个比库巴金摩汉里大家可以找，就是三个戒第六条，大家那都有比库巴金摩汉这本书吗？大家可以照那个古大英文化先找的那页，然后一起大声朗读一下，就是念念中文就可以。
Finish.
They're looking for the book, I think. They're showing the Bhikkhu Patimokkha.大家找到了是吧？
找到了。
那我们一起念一下。
当比库自行祈求为自己建造红石柱的目的。Not all together. Can read along if okay if they want to.
Okay.
I thought to read aloud means one person has to read aloud, so others can listen.
Oh. One person is enough.
Yeah.
就是一个人念，然后家人听。那我来念吧。当比库自行祈求为自己建造无始主的故地时，当因量而造。这里的量是，长为善知长手的十二长手，内部宽为七长。应带领比库们指示地点，应由那些比库指示无侵害、有环绕空间的地点。若比库在有侵害、无环绕空间的地点自行祈求而建造故地，或未带领比库们指示地点，或超过量者，三个地点。
Okay. That's it. So now, here there are certain terms which I told you, sanyachika, no? Asking. Asking by oneself. Actually, this is constructed by two words, sayan yachita. Atano yachana means sayam means yachika. Okay, it is asking by oneself. So then Dhamma Bhikkhu, what he does, he goes to the lay people and tells them, I need planks, I need hammer, I need plaster, I need cement, I need sand, bricks. So then he asks for such things, or I need help. So then this is what means he makes his kuti by asking from lay people himself. Now, according to this rule, the bhikkhu can ask such things, but only what he can get temporarily and to have to return back. If he asks, for example, for tools, he can get the tool, but on a temporary basis, so he has to return it back. He can't ask for bricks, for sand, which he can keep it for permanent usage.
他说这个地方如果暂时借用是可以的，但是一定要归还。就是说，如果说是为了那个几个别人所有，如果说是为了占有他那个所有，我就是拥有性使用他那个东西的话，那是不可以的。
So he can help, ask for hand help. So then for somebody to come and help him to lift bricks, to lift cement or like that. So this is allowed.
For helping a fellow man, you mean?
Hmm?
For helping
help,
help himself or help a fellow man?
Hmm?
Help himself or help a fellow man?
To ask help from lay people.
Lay
people and so forth, just to, if they are able to come and lift the bricks or like that to help the work.
I want to see the original Pali because there's something wrong with the translation, I think.
Kamakarunataya saha sahayataya.
So what is the meaning of sahayataya?
Sahayataya kamarunataya. Kamakarunataya. For sahaya means to heal, sahaya means help. Sahayata. Kama karnataya is called to, for a walk.
Okay.
For walking. For walking.
Okay.
Purisan datin vatun vatati. Give me a man.
Okay.
To come and help me.
Okay, okay. I only want to ask this word.
Sahaya. Kama karnataya.
No.
Kama.
Atashkara means a benefit.
Yes. Ataya means for.
Sahaya?
Sahaya is help.
Help.
Yes,
but here, this translation says that Sahaya means his friends. Yeah, friend. Okay, I already find this. A friend.
Sahaya, but it's companion friend, but it's Sahaya is assistance, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Companion, sambada. Therefore, it is to do with the. Let me see. Finally, but it is sahaya kicha kara sahaya taya. But it is connected for assistance. Okay.
Assistance only.
Yes, it is not a friend.
Okay, so this
for
translation.
A friend. It is actually you don't ask for a friend. You ask for assistance because you want to do some work.
Okay, so this translation.
It is assistant. You can ask for assistant.
Okay, okay.
Sahaya can be assistant, not just a friend.
Okay, so this translation is wrong.这个地方那个第六十九页最后一段，那个这中文翻译可能是稍微有点问题，就是他说那个为了道友做空而说，然后这个地方那个道友呢，这张老师帮助的意思，就是说那个跟像这个地方道友不是指这个出家人自己在寺院里的道友，而是指这个居士本人是他找的帮忙这个居士本人。
你刚才说的是哪个？
以后都。找到第六十九页最后一段。 在这对引者浪六十页最后一段。就这个地方倒有，它不是指那个什么，就是这个笔库的三元倒有，而是指那个他就请做工那个居士本人，只是让他帮忙而已，就不是二是让他帮自己嘛，不是说是让他帮那个倒有那块儿，就是
没听明白，您再重复一遍。这
啊
是就倒有。
这个道友并不是指这个寺院里面其他一个笔库，就他是为自己的，他还是为自己的事情，为了自己的事情。然后这个道友其实不应该翻译成道友，这就应该翻译成协助，张老师应该翻译成协助。
协助，
对，
协助。道友并不是指一个人，
对，不是指一个人。然后他说，是为了请那个居士协助自己，然后去跟那个居士说请给娘人，这个是可以的。
为了协助做工而说。
对对对，就是这他，但是巴利语那个词是有朋友的意思，但是这个地方不应该理解成朋友。
哦，
对。OK, finish.
Okay, now, and these assistants can be even carpenters,、
mm-hmm.
carpenter or some like cement worker,、
mm-hmm.
Plaster workers, and、I don't know, maybe.An engineer who knows how to design the kuti、
mm-hmm.
and so forth. These are some、things. It is not problem according to the vineyard to ask such things from lay people.
So this is the meaning of purisatakar. Purisatakar. 然后张老师，这个地方男性工人是那个，他是其实不是指工人，而是指那些那种。工作就是说，就是这些工作是可以由男性来做的，比方说木匠活、水泥匠活，比方说对房屋的设计。
Now this kind of hand helping means to give a hand is not an object these people give.、
Mm-hmm.
So therefore the bhikkhu does not ask for objects,、
mm-hmm.
like for example bricks or sand like that.、
Mm-hmm.
He wants only that as called to help.、
Mm-hmm.
Now, he doesn't want to ask the carpenter for wood.、
Mm-hmm.
He already has the wood,、
mm-hmm.
but he wants the carpenter to polish it, to cut it.、
Mm-hmm.
So this is allowable. These people,、they don't mind sometimes、
mm-hmm.
doing it.、
Mm-hmm.
But here, according to the Kangavadin, one should not ask hunters,、
mm-hmm.
hunters and so forth, violent people.
Okay.
Who get so far they carry weapons with them and so forth, they might also try to harm the monk, the bhikkhu.
There's something wrong with the translation. So you're telling these hunters here, no?
Miga lutaka duyupana saka kama na yajita.
Saka kama means here?
Saka means they own work they're doing. They're、
yes.
doing.
So here,
sakakami, yes.
Sakakami actually means killing in this case.
They own work, no? What
yes,
they
yes.
do.
然后张仁亮强调一点，就是说那个第七十页，第七十页第一三段，第七十页第一三段，最后一句话，就是那个但猎人等自己的工作，则不应祈求。就是说猎人这样的工作，就是他猎人他自己的工作就是打猎。就比方说，你要为什么故意杀害一些动物什么的，这样的不应该去。
So then now, regarding the kuti,、
mm-hmm.
so here it is a kuti which can be plastered、
mm-hmm.
inside and outside, as well the roof.With white clay and so forth. So this is a kuti. Can be plastered inside and outside.
Mm-hmm. 这个地方的kuti是指一个小房子，然后它的里面或者外面被涂抹过了。
Tamba, Lapita Sangata.Vatapana Duma Chidadi Alepa Okasana Vasese Lugas Kute Hisani Karitra Toshudaya Matikaya Okay, Hisani Rikaya Samaya Kukuti, Pamanika. Okay? Udita Udinam. Karaya Manindraya. Kasam Karaya. Pamanika. Now, regarding the measurements, okay, when I make this kind of kuti, one should know moderation. How long, how big to make it. Otherwise, because there is no sponsor there, I'm more fond to travel if I want to make too big kuti.
因为这个地方我们知道他这个自己建造的固定的那个尺寸，因为这个地方我们知道他这个自己建造实际上是没有在赞助者的，就是他那个在这儿是他自己自己祈求的，所以说我们在这个地方注意不能建造太大的固体。
So now in length, it should be 12 span of the sukkata span, and then width 7 span according to the sukkata span.
所以这个地方的那个长度是12个善知长寿，然后宽度是7个善知长寿。
Now, according to the Sukkata span, the Kanga Vaitarini other commentaries also tell that it is three times on Sukkata span is three times as long as a span of an adult man, or it's called moderate, middle man, middle sized man.
然后这个地方的那个30张手是指现在一个中等男子的3个张手。
So according to the carpenter's measurements, it is 1/2 cubit. 1/2 cubit means, okay, here 3 spans, no? 1 span, 2 span, and then 1 more span, 3 1/2 cubit. That means 1 cubit, then 1/2 more. So then 1 1/2. 1 1/2 cubit. 1 1/2 cubit according to that carpenter's measurements. What? How you measure? You have to do this one span. This small finger.
Okay. 1 span. And then 2 span.
2 span it is half. Cubit is 2 spans. Yeah.
Okay.
Almost like
that. Okay. 2 spans. And then, okay.
And then one more, then is
okay.
Okay, 1 1/2.
然后这个三张手是一个周尺，大家可以自己量一下，就是两个张手差不多一个周尺，这是一个张手，两个张手一个周尺，那三个张手是一个周尺半，两个张手一个周尺，三个张手是一个周尺半。OK.
So, therefore, if we take these measurements, let's see, can you measure it like that? What is the calculation? Now, let's see, this is the kutino. 12, 7. Okay. Now, 1 cubit, hard to, a middle man. Last time we found about cubit, how much it is 1 cubit?
Centimeters, you mean?
Centimeters, about 50 centimeters? You about, then 40 centimeters. You got 50 centimeters?
Yes, yes.
You could take 50 centimeters.
Yes, last time I took 50 centimeters.
50 centimeters, 1 cubit?
Yes, yes, yes.
So then, if you multiply
1.5.
But it is 1/2, it's 1/2 cubit.
Yes,
it's
1/2.
Therefore, it is 50 centimeters plus 25, 75 centimeters.
Can
okay.
Put.
Because here it says 1/2, no?
Yes, yes.
Three spans, 1 cubit plus 1 more span. That is how it's called. If it is 50 centimeters, plus 25 centimeters. Altogether they are called
75.
Okay, you have to multiply by 2. Next one.
900, no? 900. Uh,
So it's 9 meters.
Okay. 9 meters.
Mm-hmm.
So 9 meters. Okay, 9 meters. And this is how much?
Around 5 meters, something.
5 meters.
Yes, around 5 meters. 5.2, something. No, 5.25.
Okay. These are the measurements. Mm-hmm. But if we take now 9 meters, mm-hmm. if we measure how many 9 meters is this?
I don't know how much is 9 meters.
So then, meters, maybe it will come, maybe. Almost to the next door. Okay. I want to show this to you,
mm-hmm.
okay, because there is a discrepancy
mm-hmm.
regarding
the
Sukhadaspan.
Mm-hmm.
Alright? So if you if you measure according to the Sukhadaspan what the commander gives,
mm-hmm.
this kuti is quite
big.
Large one.
Yes.
Quite large kuti. And you have to ferment 7. It's called 5.25 meters. Therefore, it is quite large, this much.
Yes, yes, yes.
So then, you might find this strange, but it is quite comfortable.
Yes.
You can make yourself this big kuti.
Mm-hmm.
You can cover this. Now, those days, you might have thought that somehow, it was difficult to make a kuti,
mm-hmm.
but usually those days it was easy because now you have to make to fix actually poles,
uh-huh.
just poles on the ground,
uh-huh.
okay, and you make about 4 poles,
uh-huh.
maybe in the middle 1 more pole,
uh-huh.
which can for the roof,
uh-huh.
and then you have kind of timber. You take timber and join all this and so forth. It's timber kuti. It can
uh-huh.
be timber kuti.
Uh-huh.
Can be also a case in, and then what they do is they make a clay,
uh-huh.
and they cover it a little bit. They don't make it very tall.
Uh-huh.
So somehow you can manage to do it,
mm-hmm.
if you like.
Mm-hmm.
It might take you maybe 2, 3, 4, 5 weeks
uh-huh.
to make a kuti.
Uh-huh.
So, of course, you can make it smaller,
uh-huh.
but the Buddha allowed this kind of dimensions.
Uh-huh.
It is comfortable to walk inside, up and down, okay, to make changamana inside. So,
那个张老师是这样的，那个12个扇子张手，那个长度是12个扇子张手，然后那个就宽度是7个扇子张手，然后我们说一个扇子张手是1.5万尺，然后我们就写一下。这样，这个地方取的这个是善士张首，然后善士张首的话，它是1.5万尺，然后它就是18万尺，然后我们现在取1万尺等于50厘米的话，那这样的话，这个长度就应该是18×50，也就是900厘米，也就是9米。然后相似的话，我们可以算出来，就是宽度大概是5.25米。然后说，也就是说，佛陀所允许的那个，建了估计最大宽度，大概是9×5.25，这么大。然后正好给大家量一下，这个9米的距离大概从那个角落大概可以几乎走到这边这个门这个位置，所以这个估计是非常大的。正好说就可以在里边做个金星道的够了。所以说那个，然后在古代的那个，建的估计也不像现在这么麻烦，可能。 只是用木头和粘土做的，然后那个固定高度也不是很高，所以说要造一个这样的固定的话，张老师大概从2个星期到5个星期就够了。
So then, okay, tomorrow we'll see how to the rest, how to measure these things, and the rest information we'll discuss tomorrow, no? Because it's already 10 o'clock. The agreement, agreement.
梁先生，现在已经十点钟，根据我们之前的约定，我们这前一天讲到这个地方，然后这关于这条线，下星期我们明天再讲。
So if you have still questions, you can ask. If you have other questions regarding what we have to talk about up to now about the Kuti, if you ask questions, you can ask.
如果关于这条线，我们已目前已经讲到过，大家还有什么问题的话，可以问。就是这条线，就是第六条三个问题，大家已经讲过，大家有什么问题吗？没有了，没有了。No questions, seems.
OK.
Kāsavanda. Maya katam punya samina numoditabha. Samina katam punya mayantattabha. Sādhu sādhu numodami. O kāsato aratene katasapa machayam kamati vivanti. Sādhu kāsakama.
Tomorrow we'll bring some rulers here, measurements as well, and measure how much it is. But don't bring any hammer, no? Don't bring hammers and all like this. We try to make, understand the space of the kutiyon.
So you bring the ruler by yourself, or you ask these people?
I will bring some.
张老师明天会带个尺帮大家那个不是实地测量一下，然后不让大家理解这个固定尺寸是怎么回事。
But tell them don't bring other tools, hammers and wood and bricks and bricks all the things.
但大家也不用那个太认真吧，锤子什么木头，还有这个砖头这些东西拿，没必要。